AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks recovered and moved higher at the closing bell. It was deep in negative territory over higher oil prices and the war with Iran. Iran launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries, while more than a week of heavy U.S. and Israeli bombardment continued. Iran State TV announced Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei has been named supreme leader in defiance of threats by President Trump. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says America mourns its fallen in the Iran war.
The seven Americans who have lost their lives in the initial hours of this operation, incredibly brave Americans, and you saw six of them dignified return over the weekend, and we all are all in awe of their service, of their bravery, of their courage.
Oil prices surged, leading to more worries. Higher energy costs will fuel inflation. The Kremlin says President Trump had a call with Vladimir Putin to discuss the war in Iran as well as other issues. A court complaint says two men who brought explosives to a protest outside New York City's mayoral mansion said they were inspired by the Islamic State group. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch talked about one of the suspects.
As Kayumi was being placed into an NYPD vehicle following his arrest, a person in the crowd asked why he had done this. As shown on NYPD body-worn camera footage referenced in the complaint, Kayumi responded with ISIS. And at the precinct, after being advised of his Miranda rights and waiving those rights, Kayumi said in recorded post-arrest statements that he had watched ISIS propaganda on his phone.
Authorities say a Georgia high school teacher is dead after teenagers pulled a late-night prank outside his home. Police say the teenagers went to Jason Hughes' home. He went outside as they were leaving, and he tripped and fell into the street. One of the teens struck him with a pickup truck. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Novo Nordisk is dropping its patent lawsuit against Hims & Hers.
The telehealth company, Hims & Hers Health, has agreed to stop selling compounded versions of Novo Nordisk, Wegovy, and other weight loss drugs, ending for now a patent lawsuit. The companies have announced a partnership in which Hims & Hers will sell Novo Nordisk's medications at self-pay prices. Hims will also stop advertising compounded GLP-1 drugs on its platform or in its marketing. Shares of Hims & Hers surged more than 40% in early morning trading. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tom Brady and the Fanatics Flag Football Classic are moving closer to home for their inaugural event, switching from Saudi Arabia to Los Angeles. The venue swap for the competition March 21st comes on the heels of the Iran war and amid travel advisories. Flag football will make its Olympic debut at the 2028 LA Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.